It's Afternoon Classics. I'm Brad Cresswell, and I'm joined in the studio now by Dr. Brad Pearson, who is Director of Choral Activities at the University of Toledo. And as I mentioned earlier, he has come and brought with him some students in tow, and they're going to perform for us shortly. But first, let me welcome you to FM 91, Brad.
Great, thanks.
It's always a little weird when I'm talking to somebody named Brad.
I know, it happens all the time. You know, there's a guy in our department, actually, who is another Brad Pearson, so it's
really
supremely confusing.
So, yeah. Well, how do you differentiate between the two of you?
I have a 2 in my email address. It's very scientific.
Are you Brad 2 or Pearson 2?
Pearson 2, yeah.
Okay, good to know. Well, hopefully there won't be a third Brad Pearson.
Yeah, no kidding.
We'll hold out for that. You're going to preview this concert that's happening Saturday evening. And before we talk about that, let's hear a little bit about you. For people who don't know, you've been here for, you told me, 3 years now?
This is year 3, that's right.
Yeah. Where were you before Toledo?
I taught a year at Western Illinois University, a small town in west central Illinois.
Yeah.
But I was out in Seattle for a few years to do graduate work. And in Las Vegas. Before that, I taught high school in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So I've been bounced around.
You've been around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us about this concert that's coming up. In fact, you've got a few concerts coming up at UT.
Yeah.
Is it all the same choral group or different choral groups?
A little of... All of that, yeah. So this Saturday, the Abend Music Concert is based on an old sort of tradition of this evening music that actually was started by the composer Franz Tunder at his church in Germany. And so we're paying homage to that and doing some of his music. And we'll also be doing a piece by Hugo Dissler, who in the 1930s was doing, kind of resurrected this idea of the Abend Music Concert in the same city at a different church in Germany. And then also doing a little bit of Bach and sort of paying homage to the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
Yeah.
So there's a little Christmas, a little evening music, a little Protestant Reformation, sort of all that wrapped into one.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, we hope
You've got all the Lutherans covered,
yeah,
for
that's,
sure.
That's right.
And we just celebrated that 500th anniversary. What was it, a couple of weeks ago?
I think
a few Sundays ago.
Yeah.
Well, great to hear. What now? Tell us who you brought with you today.
So we have 5 students, all out of our university concert chorale. We have 3 for credit classes on our campus, and this is the one that's auditioned. We have a men's course and a women's course that are non-auditioned, but this is the group that's most active with touring and performing off campus, recording CDs, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So this is a small, select bunch of folks from that group.
The creme de la creme.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're telling people.
Yeah, great. Well, what are you going to sing for us?
So we're just going to do a couple of short excerpts from this Franz Tunder piece. And Tunder is a composer that I think a lot of people may not know.
Including myself.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
I didn't know him until recently. I was actually reviewing an album, a CD for a publication, and came across this was just a track that was stuck in the middle of the disc, and it just leapt out at me, and I thought it was wonderful and fascinating, and that more people should know his stuff. And then the more I learned about him, I kind of became really interested in his music, and we've really enjoyed it.
Well, you get to share some of those recordings with me, so we can share them with the audience.
We'll
is this a piece? Are they singing in German or?
So it's in Latin,
okay.
Which is interesting given the context of everything else that we're doing and where he was and when he was composing. But we're doing our best to do sort of a Germanic pronunciation of the Latin. And pay homage to that. So
okay.
We hope that
you've
comes
you've
across.
Already gone well above my pay grade with that comment.
We hope people pick up on that, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you have to make your way back there to conduct them, I know. So I'm going to turn off your mic and let you make your way back there where the students are all patiently awaiting to perform, and also with a pianist from UT, whom we forgot to mention, but we'll be sure to get her name out there before we do that. This is music of Franz Tunder. This is the UT Concert Chorale from the University of Toledo. Brad Pearson conducting here on FM 91.
Et salus me. Kven, kven ti memo, kven, 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 kven ti memo, kven, kven ti memo, kven, kven ti memo. Si consist ad adversum e castra, non ti mebit cor meum, non ti mebit, non ti mebit, non ti mebit cor meum, non, non, non ti mebit cor meum, non, non, non ti mebit cor meum.
University of Toledo Concert Chorale performing live in our Dana Performance Studio. That is music by Franz Tunder, one of the pieces they're performing on Saturday, this Saturday at 7 o'clock p.m., December 2nd. It's at First Presbyterian Church in Maumee, Ohio. You can find more information at utoledo.tix.com. That's TIX.com. Or you can call them up, 419-530-2787. Or just show up at the door. You can get your tickets there as well. In addition to Franz Tunder, music of Johann Sebastian Bach and Hugo Distler, it's an Abendmusik, or an evening music program. Beautiful music, Brad.
Thanks.
Really lovely. Lovely music and so well performed. I forgot to ask, who is your pianist that you brought along?
Christina Montry, and she's wonderful.
Yeah, she can hear you right now. So
yeah,
if you have anything you want to say about
her.
That's
right. Yeah, she's wonderful. She is our everyday accompanist for all of our ensembles, and we're happy to have her. She actually sadly won't be playing on Saturday, but only because we'll have an organist.
Yeah.
This piece would have had two violins, which you'll hear on Saturday.
Okay.
The Bach's got the full kind of complement of ensemble there.
Yeah, I could hear the German accent in
good,
the Latin.
Good.
Yeah. No, not really.
Well, we'll pretend you did.
Yeah.
That's fine.
It sounded, actually, I thought I was hearing like an Italian madrigal. It has that real light madrigal quality to it as well. Tell us about some of the other concerts that the Concert Chorale and other singers are doing.
Sure. So it's a busy weekend. We've got the concert Saturday, obviously, and then on Sunday we'll be at the Toledo Museum of Art at 3 o'clock in the Great Gallery for a concert. So we'll do some of this music, but we'll also be singing a lot of the music that we did on our fall tour, which is more contemporary music. There's a piece called Launching into Space that was a piece we helped commission for double choir, written by Tim Tkach and Eric Barnum. They actually each wrote for one of the choirs, and they were not in the same room when they did it. So it was a lot of emailing piece back and forth and kind of figuring out how to fit it. And so
you should put the choirs in different rooms when you perform.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would have the same effect. But
no,
so it's sort of an interesting piece, and we'll be doing, like I said, some more contemporary music on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then as far as UT choirs go, December 8th, we also have a concert that'll be at Dorman Theater on our campus. It will feature our men's chorus, women's chorus, this group, the Concert Chorale, and then also the Children's Choir of Northwest Ohio is joining us and doing a great selection of songs. We're really excited to have them on campus.
So are most of the students then that are performing these choirs or singing in the choirs with you at UT, are they music majors, or are they avocational, or how are they?
That's a great question. Our concert chorale is primarily music majors or students. We have some that are non-majors but on scholarship to sing in the choirs. Mm-hmm. The men's chorus and the women's chorus, however, are almost exclusively non-majors. So we have a really wide variety of students from across campus, and it's really exciting to have, you know, a group of mechanical engineers, for example, singing in our bass section.
Well, they also don't bring all the preconceived notions with them.
Yeah, it's a completely different mindset, and it's really fun to see them kind of exploring music and the voice, and it's a great time.
It sounds like with all of these concerts going on that your students get plenty of performance opportunities. Is that the case?
We do. One of the things that we really pride ourselves on at UT is that students can come in as a freshman and start getting opportunities really, really quickly. We're sort of a smaller music department at the moment. We're hoping to change that and bring more people in, but these folks that sang with me today, many of them sing in the opera ensemble or in our Glass City Singers group, which is sort of a community group we have on campus, and they're just really involved, which is exhausting in December because they have so many concerts and it's that time of year. But we really pride ourselves on giving them lots of performance opportunities.
Great experience. And from looking at them through the glass into the studio, they seem to be enjoying performing.
Yeah, good.
Well, I'm talking with Dr. Brad Pearson, who is, I should say, Brad Pearson, number two or number one? Number two.
Number two on your email list and number one in your hearts, I think.
Yeah, okay, there you go. You can put that on your business card. Brad Pearson, one of two professors at University of Toledo with that name, hence the number two. I guess it's because he was there first, right?
It seems that way,
It's not a qualitative measurement. It's just
he can be number one. I'm sure he's wonderful.
Oh, you don't know him?
We've met a couple of times. Okay. He's in the athletics area, so we don't cross paths in the building too often.
I get
often,
it. But maybe he'll come sing in your choir one of these days.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Brad Pearson conducting these concerts we've been talking about, and specifically, again, the music that we heard by Franz Tunder being performed at the Abend Music or Evening Music Concert at 7 o'clock p.m. this Saturday, December 2nd at First Presbyterian Church. Is there a website where people can go that's kind of a clearinghouse for all of the activities that's going on at music at UT or choir?
You know, the best and most accurate way to just find out exclusively about the choir is actually probably to find us on Facebook. We're pretty active across social media and try and keep people up to date. We share a lot of photos, recordings, things like that. So our Facebook page, I think it's facebook.com/ToledoChoirs. We're easy to find with a Facebook search. For ticket information, you can just search UT Performing Arts Box Office, and that'll be the first thing that pops up and easy to find.
Well, let me ask you about this other fascinating ensemble that you've had going on for a good 5 years now called Whatever and Ever Amen.
Uh-huh.
Right? Tell us what that is.
So that's a professional project-based ensemble. I started in Seattle while I was out doing grad work. I basically wanted to have a group that didn't have any of the preconceived notions or kind of the box that sometimes comes around being in academia or anything else. I basically wanted to be able to program the music I wanted and hire my friends to sing with me and do interesting stuff. So we don't do a lot of concert halls or churches. We sing in museums and bars and restaurants and parks and things like that. So it's a really fun group to get together with and sing with.
Do you have stuff coming up with them or going?
We
on
do.
With them?
We have events in the next 8 weeks or so. We'll be both in Toledo, Seattle, and Las Vegas with events. Wow. Different singers in all of those cities. Again, we sort of bring people in based on where we are and what we need. But really excited about the event coming up on Monday, December 11th. We'll be at Ernest Brew Works. I'm a craft beer guy, and if I can combine beer and singing, that's always a great idea for me.
You won't be the first.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
So
nor will you be the last.
I'm sure of that. So December 11th at Ernest Brew Works, they're going to be open on a Monday night for us, and basically we're going to sing some Christmas carols, we're going to do some drinking songs, we're going to encourage a lot of audience participation. Ernest is putting on a couple of firkins. A firkin, for anybody who might not know, is basically a small batch of beer that's got flavor added to it. So take a couple of their beers. One's going to be peppermint to ring in the holidays. I'm not sure about the other, but we're excited for that. And then we'll also be joined by Matt from Pizza Cat. So I don't know, Brad, if you're familiar with Pizza Cat, but it is delicious pizza, and he's going to be bringing some food by. We're really excited about that. So it'll be beer and pizza and Christmas music and drinking songs. We're trying to hit all the marks on that.
So the check is in the mail from those two institutions.
Well, we're happy that they're partnering with us. It's going to be a great atmosphere for some nice music and a way to ring in the holiday season.
Good to hear. What's the website for that group, Whatever and Ever Amen?
It is whatevercoir.org.
Okay.
And also, you know, Facebook and Instagram and everywhere else that we can possibly put ourselves.
All the usual suspects.
That's right.
As it were. Dr. Brad Pearson from the University of Toledo, thanks for joining us here at FM 91 and for bringing these wonderful young singers performing live in our studio. Best of luck for your concerts this weekend and your further drinking and singing adventures with the other group. And thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
This Thursday afternoon.